Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We continue to follow the debt crisis in Greece. Tomorrow, the country's government has to submit a new proposal to secure a deal with creditors before what is expected to be a make-or-break European summit on Sunday. The European Central Bank, or ECB, has restricted the flow of cash to Greek banks, but things could get much trickier if there is no deal. Greece would almost certainly exit the eurozone and stop using the euro. Many observers say that means going back to the drachma, which Greece got rid of back in 2001 when it went to the euro. But that may not be the only option. Christopher Vecchio is a currency strategist for DailyFX.com. Christopher, how simple would it be to go back to the drachma? Could bills be printed immediately?
Well, there are two sides to it. The printing of the bills and supplying notes to the market would obviously be the more difficult part. The easy would be redenominating the debt and the deposits in Greece. In the event that Greece had to go back to the drachma, let's call it the new drachma, if there was a new currency, you'd likely see that devalued very quickly against the euro and other major counterparts. And in that event, you'd see inflation skyrocket in Greece, putting further pressure on purchasing power of Greeks. So, you know, in the event that we see a drachma, could it happen? Yes. Would it be messy? Very messy. It wouldn't portend well for Greek citizens, and it would not be a viable or desirable outcome for markets at this point in time.
And how do we know that there would be such inflation so quickly, that it would devalue so quickly?
Well, you have to look at Greece's balance sheet, and if you remove them from the eurozone, they become a much less attractive investment opportunity or place to deposit capital. In the event that Greece does go back to a drachma, you probably see high inflation because, simply put, the country doesn't have a lot to offer. And the economic situation is one where unemployment is high, both for the general population, about a quarter of all people are unemployed, and for the youth, over 50% there. You're talking about a situation where the country doesn't produce many goods, and but for tourism and shipping, they don't really offer a lot to the broader eurozone. It's a difficult thing to say, but it's just the truth of their industries right now. So a weaker currency actually over the long term might help make other industries more competitive on a relative basis to, say, their German or French counterparts.
Could the Greeks continue using the euro even if they aren't being given supply from the European Central Bank? If they left the euro, could they just keep using euros?
Now, this is actually an interesting point of view because there are a few countries that use the euro without being in the eurozone, Andorra, Monaco. But for Greece, it'd probably have to get on good terms with the ECB before it was allowed to continue to use euros as its official currency. And so that means July 20th, when the ECB's SNB bond matures, about 3.5 billion euros are due from Greece to the ECB. That means that's the critical hurdle. If Greece can't clear that hurdle, the ECB probably cuts off ELA access, the emergency liquidity assistance to Greek banks, and pushes it closer to leaving the euro altogether.
What about the dollar? There are a lot of countries around the world that use the dollar that aren't doing so above board. They just use it because it's a more stable currency than their own.
Right. Several countries do that, but I doubt right now Greece is going to want to leave one currency where it doesn't have control over its monetary policy and direction of its currency value and go to another where it too won't be the central bank in charge. So that to me doesn't seem like an amenable situation for the Greeks.
And what about Bitcoin? We've talked to you on the show before about Bitcoin or some of these new cryptocurrencies. Is it possible that Greece could use something like that?
I don't think the Greek government would officially adopt Bitcoin on a widespread scale. Simply, it's not feasible. There's only one ATM, a Bitcoin ATM, in all of Athens, and it's tucked away in a bookstore in northwest Athens. So in terms of adopting this on a large scale, a lot of the people there wouldn't simply have access to it. But what we're seeing is that Greece itself is really being crushed by these capital controls. Now, about 60% of all the companies in Greece have 10 employees or fewer, which means that small businesses are really the backbone of that economy. And so with these capital controls now in place until Friday, where Greek citizens can't take out more than 60 euros per day, it's hard to actually run a business. So if you can't provide cash, Bitcoin is an opportunity for individuals to transact person to person. Larger scale companies not having an issue because capital controls don't apply to those accounts domiciled outside of Greece. So multinationals aren't really being affected there. But again, most of the Greek economy is contingent upon small business.
Is there any country that you can look back to as you look to what Greece may have to do if they do switch currencies soon? Is there any experience that we've had in recent years, except for other countries that went from their currency to the euro?
You know, I don't think we have much of a template here, but one thing to consider would be what happens if Greece does leave the eurozone, goes the Iceland route that we saw in 2008, where they essentially jettison their banking system and start from scratch. If Greece were to leave the euro and in a 2 to 3 year period, take that Iceland route where the country is starting to get healthier, it undergoes a currency devaluation, and we start to see the economy improve, that's where pressure on the euro could really start to come into play if it survives the initial threat to its existence. And that's because if countries such as Spain and Italy see that they're still undergoing this austerity and all of a sudden Greece, having left the euro, is now seeing better times, wouldn't that be more of an incentive for them to leave? So even if Greece finds some resolution in the near term, if they leave in the near term and the eurozone survives, the story is far from being finished.
That's Christopher Vecchio, a currency strategist for DailyFX.com. Christopher, thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.
Robin, it is going to be another very interesting weekend to see what happens with Greece when this deadline comes on Sunday.